I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Without a permit, using fireworks, even sparklers, would be banned 361 days of the year in most populated areas of Juneau under a proposed local law. The controversial measure would also restore a past ban on the sale of fireworks in Juneau. There's only one retailer in town the sales ban would affect. As proposed, the City and Borough of Juneau's top attorney says the local ordinance would have kept the pop-up fireworks business that the Tlingit and Haida tribal government started last year from operating. Richard Peterson is the president of the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He says the location the tribe leases for the fireworks shop is sovereign Indian country.
The CBGA can't tell us not to sell fireworks there.
City Attorney Rob Palmer said in an interview Tuesday that the tribal sovereignty issue there probably is not as clear-cut as either the city or tribe would like. He didn't address tribal sovereignty when he discussed the proposed ordinance in an assembly meeting, but Palmer did point out that the tribe's 2020 retail permit from the state carried a condition the city could trigger.
The state identified on that permit, up on the header of that permit, that if the local government prohibited sale of fireworks, that permit was not valid.
Tribal officials could not be reached for follow-up questions about if getting a retail permit from the state is itself a legal necessity or more of an act of a good neighbor. Tribal officials say they intend to keep the business going. President Peterson declined to share specific dollar figures, but says it was profitable. He says it helps fund scholarships and an elders' lunch program. Regulatory issues aside, Peterson says he understands the conflicts that inconsiderate use of fireworks cause.
It got pretty radical in some of the neighborhoods, you're right, and I share the concern. I live in a neighborhood. I have a dog. It got kind of crazy.
He says at every sale, they ask the buyers to take the fireworks out the road and clean up after themselves.
But, you know, that's really a responsibility of the buyer. I'm very open to ideas and how we can be good neighbors and be part of the solution.
He says tribal officials have been in touch with some Juneau Assembly members working on the ordinance. Peterson says he hopes to find a win-win solution. During the Juneau Assembly's initial discussion of the draft, there were signs the sales ban may not go far. Here's Mayor Beth Weldon's take.
I thought during the time of the pandemic that the tribe was actually very creative in figuring out how to sell fireworks, and they made a lot of money. To do a total prohibition, I don't know that I would vote for that ever.
The state has significant planning and liability requirements for fireworks retailers to get permits, so Weldon said it's not easy for just anyone to set up shop. The rest of the proposed local ordinance further restricts where and when regular people can and can't set off different types of fireworks. With the right permits, big public displays would still be okay. In more remote areas, regular people could still use anything on the market. Right now, noise rules bar the use of loud fireworks in most populated parts of Juneau, with exceptions around New Year's and 4th of July. This proposed ordinance would outlaw the personal use of all fireworks in most populated parts of Juneau, loud or not. There'd still be holiday exceptions in town, but only to allow non-concussive fireworks. Palmer, the city attorney, encouraged the assembly members to familiarize themselves with different types of fireworks defined in state law, and then debate whether Roman candles, skyrockets, mortar shells, fountains, and so on are concussive. Assemblymember Michelle Hale helped write the draft ordinance. She says she really wants to target the booming, concussive fireworks.
What I have heard from people, what I've experienced myself, is that that's where the real trauma comes in from the fireworks, because they are completely unpredictable. They have a huge shock value, and they cause the most consternation.
The booms don't just affect people, of course. Assemblymember Lauren Jones.
Is my dog shaking when I'm not shaking is bothering me.
Hale framed the ordinance as a starting point for the other assembly members.
I appreciate all of the questions, and I look forward to making the modifications that we need to make to this ordinance to actually make it work for people. So it's a draft.
The assembly discussed a possible fireworks ban in 2012 that didn't go anywhere. Police officials at the time said enforcing a fireworks ban would be an unwelcome strain. Sales were not allowed back then. The topic will be on an assembly committee's agenda again on Monday. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.